Ryan, ready to die?
I was born ready, motherfucker.
Bow, bow, bow. Guess what day it is?
What day is it?
It's Blade Day! Add in a bunch of air horn sound effects right there because I'm really excited. I'm air horn excited.
Okay, I'll do that.
I'm so excited about freaking Blade Day, you guys.
What is Blade Day?
Well, have you heard of Blade? Have you heard the good word about Blade?
Have you heard of Blades?
Our savior, the amazing vampire-slaying magic...
Buffy?
Well, no, she is also just as good as Blade.
Van Helsing.
He's all right.
Keanu Reeves.
Well, did...
Does he slay in that movie?
The Matrix?
Slays. No, in Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh, is he in that?
Yeah, he's the dude. Does he play Bram Stoker? I think he might...
You might be wrong.
Operator, download information for Bram Stoker's Dracula. Okay, turns out he plays Jonathan Harker.
Which is the main character in Bram Stoker's Dracula, the book.
That makes a lot more sense.
I think they just called it that to differentiate it from the 8 million other movies that were called Dracula.
Yeah, fair enough.
Although, it would be pretty cool if, like, Stephen King appearing in his own books, they just had Bram Stoker as a character for whatever reason and wrote him into it.
Yeah, I think that'd be awesome.
I mean, it's very, very cheesy when authors do that, but in some cases, it's also really fun.
This is a great way to celebrate Blade Day.
Oh, God damn it, you got me. Ooh, okay, we're talking about Blade. We're not talking about Buffy. We're not talking about Bram Stoker.
Did you see my Bram new stroker?
Ew, no. We're talking about Blade. Wesley Snipes plays in the movie adaptation of the groundbreaking comic series from Marvel. And in fact, I believe the first Marvel superhero movie, Blade. The half-vampire slayer. And this movie paved the way for all your bullshit Avengers movies that you're all so fond of that you think is the height of...
Disagree. I think that Sam Raimi's Spider-Man movies paved the way.
There wouldn't have been a Sam Raimi Spider-Man movie if it wasn't for Blade.
I don't know. I mean, Sony made the Sam Raimi Spider-Mans, I think.
It's completely different, Ryan.
I think there still would have been.
No, there would not have been. It wouldn't have been nearly as good anyway, even if there were. Because Blade, master of all Marvel heroes, even more so than Spider-Man, and you know how much I like Spider-Man comics.
Oh, yes.
Blade is the best. And I stand by that. So you can all come at me with how good Black Panther was, which I agree, and how good Logan was, which I agree, and how good Avengers was, which I disagree strongly. And you can talk about Ant-Man, which I won't even understand, but you can't convince me that Blade isn't the best.
More like Cant-Man, am I right?
I accidentally stepped on him, and now he's Stamp-Man.
But rather than Ant-Man, let's talk about Vamp-Man.
Okay, so there are three Blade movies in the trilogy, and in most people's opinion, just like the Matrix trilogy, first is the best, the other two never happened.
My favorite trilogies have 5 books.
What?
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy trilogy has 5 books.
Well, you learn something every day when you're trying to talk about Blade. Blade is so cool and also very, very funny. I mean, if you haven't seen it, you need to pause this and then go out and watch it, partly because I recommend it to everyone and partly so that I don't have to do a synopsis.
Also, I guess spoilers for Blade?
Yeah. Oh my God, there's so much about Blade. First of all, he uses swords and guns to kill vampires, depending on the need, which I think is very smart and very different from most vampire slayers who either stick to one or the other. Although, when you think about it, guns with silver bullets and little holy water capsules are pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I think that starting out, you know, it's not like an origin story. You come in and Blade is already an incredible badass who all the vampires are terrified of. They call him the Daywalker, which is awesome. Ryan will be singing snippets from the Blade soundtrack.
Because it's all she listens to.
It's not. Okay, I have it downloaded, and I do listen to the songs because, by the way, the music in all of the Blade movies, including Blade Trinity, the third one, are just killer. They're amazing. But they're not the only thing I listen to.
I think Blade Trinity had the biggest soundtrack quality to movie quality disparity of any movie I've ever seen. Because the soundtrack is very good.
There are some parts of Blade Trinity that I think are fantastic as far as the ideas and some of the execution for the special effects go. The ones that aren't pure early 2000s CGI.
I feel like Ryan Reynolds came out of the oven a little too early. He had to go back in and cook for a few more years before we got the Ryan Reynolds that we know and love.
Yeah, how many Marvel movies has he been in now?
Too many.
Yeah, because he was bad Deadpool, and he's been good Deadpool, and he was...
He was what's-his-name in Blade Trinity.
Yeah.
Like the Robin Hood character, basically.
Yeah.
Sort of like how Captain America is also the Human Torch.
Yeah.
And the other Human Torch is also Killmonger.
Which is awesome. Both are definite improvements. Because, as we all know, there has never been a good Fantastic Four movie, and I don't know if there ever will be.
Just a nut that we haven't quite cracked yet.
Although my favorite is the unreleased first one that they only made for keeping the license sake.
Oh, yeah. It's very bad.
If you're going to do a bad movie night, you've got to watch that Fantastic Four because holy shit, you guys.
Yeah, look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
Watch the trailer. You'll know exactly what we're talking about.
And then come back here now that you've done your homework of watching that bad Fantastic Four trailer
and
the whole
all Blade. The Blade movies.
All of them. You have to watch all of them. One of my favorite vampire designs actually comes from Blade, and that's the mutated vampire designs where they've split off from the normal vampires that look just like people but with pointy teeths and maybe sometimes they have glowy eyes. These guys, their faces split open to look like mandibles. There's a seam running down the middle of their face and their jaws split and then
like
they can
into four parts.
Yeah, and then they can latch onto you to suck your blood and mutilate you. And the design of that has stayed with me over the years. Mm-hmm. I think it's incredible. If you're really into like old school vampire movies, this is one of the ones you remember, even with the greats like Nosferatu's design, which is all time awesome.
What stuck with me more actually was the same design but on the dogs.
Oh yeah, they made a vampire dog and his face split open and
there were a bunch of them.
That was so funny. There's vampire dogs with the mandibles.
Yeah, remember Blade Trinity?
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
That's one word for it.
I think it's hilarious. Vampire dogs is so funny. But Blade himself, in the first movie, it's just this pure, hardcore, ass-kicking man versus all vampires. His mission, to kill every vampire. Now, what was his origin story? I believe a vampire bit his mother while she was pregnant with him. And he was born like as she died and was a half vampire daywalking anomaly.
Yeah.
He was raised by a man named Whistler. Well, he was trained in using his super cool vampire killing katanas and they develop all this technology to just massacre as many as possible. Blade's design is just as iconic as Neo's in The Matrix, and I think it is the superhero-slash-vampire movie equivalent to The Matrix.
I agree.
He has very cool contacts that he wears. He has an awesome haircut, a badass full leather black outfit with an entire arsenal strapped to his body.
And the custom sword sheaths in his back.
Yeah.
So you can pull the swords out in an X formation.
He has to give himself what are basically vampire insulin shots to keep himself from craving blood.
Oh, yeah.
Sooner or later. The thirst always wins. And the coolest thing about Blade, besides when he smiles, which is very, very rare because he's a movie badass and has like little fangs, is the fact that Wesley Snipes is black. He was a badass vampire killing superhero movie hero back in 1998, which is just phenomenal. And
I think that's the year before The Matrix came out.
Oh, so someone stole their look from someone else, hey?
Maybe. Oh. Also, before Blade came out, had you ever seen a black vampire?
You know what? I don't think I had.
I mean, you were 4 years old, but...
Well, in real life or in the movies?
Either? Both? What?
Well, in real life, it's so hard to keep track.
That's true. The point is, Blade is important for many, many reasons.
And one thing, dear listeners, that may or may not turn you off or on to this podcast is the fact that I do have a Blade tattoo. It's actually a half-finished Blade tattoo. of the design that the vampire's human servants wear to indicate that they're the property of a vampire. And when I say it like that, it sounds kind of...
Kinky.
But it's a very cool design, and it's a subtle way of showing that I love Blade, as opposed to what I have seen online, which are full face tattoos of Wesley Snipes.
I got my face tattooed to look like Wesley Snipes' face.
You know what I mean.
Dude, you're white. That's fucked up. That is fucked up.
No. I thought it was a fun and subtle way, but it is half finished because the stick and poke tattoo artist who was doing it did up and move to Georgia with no notice to go play with like a crust punk band.
But we forgive you.
But we forgive you, and I'm going to get it finished eventually when I have money instead of pocket lint and dreams.
You have dreams? Luxury.
Did I say dreams? I meant nightmares.
Oh, you have nightmares?
Dusty, dusty nightmares. It's all
luxury.
I can afford. You just lay awake at night staring at the sky because you can't afford a ceiling.
You could afford a sky growing up. Wow.
We had to close our eyes. We weren't allowed to look at the sky because it cost too much money.
A Rockefeller over here with eyelids.
No, we only had one pair of eyelids for the 9 of us in our family, and we had to pass them around.
Oh, lucky you. We had to share the eyeballs.
No, we had the one eyeball, but 2 eyelids that we had scrounged up from someone who, they had fallen off the back of a truck.
There were 2 child's eyelids that we had to use in tandem to cover the eye.
This is gross.
You're gross.
You're gross. It does make me feel like the 3 witches from Hercules.
Yep.
The 3 fates.
They share an eye, a tongue?
Don't say tongue. They definitely don't share a tongue.
They share an eye.
They share an eye.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
I thought they had like a couple different things they shared. Yeah.
Pink eye, probably.
Yes. They share cataracts.
Oh, just the 1 cataract.
Are you sure it's just an eye? I thought it was like, you get the eye, but I get the...
No, dude.
Yeah, I guess I don't know what else there would be.
I guess we're due for a rewatch of Hercules, though.
You mean a reread? Oh, you mean the Disney movie.
Fuck yourself. If I meant the original story, I would have said Heracles.
Heracles was Greek. Hercules was Roman.
Bitch.
Heracles was Roman. Hercules was Greek. I put in both so I can pick the right one later.
Bitch! You are such a bitch.
I am.
You can't out-pedantic me.
I can.
You can't out-classic literature me.
I just did.
Well, you're going to regret it. As soon as this podcast is done, I'm taking your eyelids.
What are you going to do? Beat me in a wrestling match even though I heal every time I touch the ground by cracking my ribs open and holding me over your head till I bleed to death? Oh, sorry. That's from the story of Hercules.
Fuck yourself! No, I'm going to drown you in your own shit by not cleaning out your stables.
You're going to reroute a river so it cleans me out?
No, I'm just going to leave you there. I'm changing the story.
World history's largest enema. I'm down.
That's so gross. That's so gross.
Happy Blade Day, everybody.
Happy Blade Day. Ryan, if you had to pick between being one of the regular sexy vampires who goes to blood raves in 90s style clubs wearing like pigtails or white leather, or if you had to pick between being a sick mandible vampire, like advanced mutant vampire, then which would you be?
A blood orgy vampire? I think that's, I mean, easy choice.
Pussy.
I don't think anyone in the history of the world has been called a pussy for choosing blood orgy. I thought it was pretty hardcore.
I would be a mandible vampire because then I would get to have an awesome mutant vampire dog companion.
Well, that's fair, I guess.
And you know me and dogs. I love puppies, even if they've got giant evil vampire mandibles.
You could be a blood orgy vampire with a regular dog.
But what if someone drank his blood?
That's true.
While I was in the blood orgy?
I have heard that the thirst always wins. You know you could get a human to watch your dog. Vampires, at least the non-mandible ones, look like humans.
I guess. But I think it's so much cooler if you're a mutant vampire and then you have a mutant vampire dog and then you're like...
I mean, yeah, it's cute.
Me and my buddy against the world.
Huh. People always seem to look like their dogs. Isn't that weird?
Blah. Blah. It's like the best parts of a face hugger and a vampire.
I think it's the worst parts of a face hugger and a vampire.
That's subjective.
Fair enough.
I may be revealing my own personal bias, but that's just how I feel. Wesley Snipes is so good as Blade. Best Marvel anything ever made. Most awesome. I love it. I have a tattoo. Don't at me.
What's your fourth favorite Wesley Snipes movie?
It's the one where you get beaten to death with a golf club by Wesley Snipes for trying to call me out.
For the record, I also cannot name another Wesley Snipes movie.
Sometimes you're not a fan of the actor, you're a fan of the character, and that's okay.
Absolutely.
I don't know jack shit about most actors. I do know that Wesley Snipes had like a tax incident and he went into debt or something. That's all I don't even know what the story is, guys. That's how little I know, and I'm okay with it being that way because vampires. I always knew the show would come to this. Who would win in a fight? Count Chocula, Bram Stoker, this is Dracula, Wesley Snipes.
Count Chocula. Provided that vampires can die of diabetes. Demolition Man.
Demolition? See, that's what I was going to say, but I didn't want to embarrass you.
He's been in a lot of movies.
Yeah, no shit. I just don't know any of them. Anyway, this isn't the IMDb
hour. Oh, yeah,
hour.
White Men Can't Jump. That's a great movie.
Oh, it's a movie. I thought you were just saying that. I was like, yeah, Ryan, I know. I've seen you.
I forgot until this moment.
I've seen you.
The Expendables. He was also in that.
Well, I don't give a shit about The Expendables. Sorry, listeners. I'm so controversial and edgy.
Edgy? Like a blade?
Like a blood motherfucker! Yeah! Rave!
Stop. She's blood raving me!
No, I'm just regular raving you.
You've ruined the insulation.
You'll know it when I start blood raving.
So I brought something that I'd like to talk about this week.
Okay, let's talk about your thing that isn't Blade.
Oh, my thing was Blade.
I think at this point, if you didn't know that those were going to collide, and well, fuck, Ryan.
I can say that I'm not the best at foresight.
What, you have glasses? I thought you were great at foresight.
Oh, because the four eyes?
Yeah.
Very funny.
So let's go to our new recurring segment on the show. Hey, Ryan. How's it healing down there?
Ba-dum-bum, ba-da-ba. Hey, Ryan, how's it healing down there? Do 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 do.
How's your crotch?
Well, it's healing up rather nicely. The swelling has mostly gone down. The scar is forming.
Yeah, it's pretty crunchy.
Have you been chewing on it while I wasn't looking?
No, like to look at. It looks...
Oh, it's crunchy to look at. Yeah, that's
you know
a thing that
sometimes...
human beings say with their people mouths.
I've been found out. To change the subject, I hear that the medication you're taking, while effective, has been making you change shapes and walk around and do things at night.
Yes, it's been making my genitals quite small. At night. But under the light of our yellow sun.
You're like anti... Superman, but only you're downstairs.
No, that's the same as Superman. He's charged up by the yellow sun, like my genitals.
Say genitals one more time, and then we can lose our very last listener.
Genitals.
What is wrong with you? They took out your comedy power source when they did the operation.
They took out the source of all of my comedic genius. Memories of being bullied in high school.
I wasn't bullied in high school, but...
Neither was I! Sorry, what?
I would bully you right now.
You are bullying me.
Hey, stop hitting yourself.
I don't have any
stop
lunch money.
Yourself.
That's not how adulthood works.
Stop hitting yourself. You have more than lunch money. I've seen you working. You get paychecks. Fork it over, Buster.
Give you my paycheck and then you what?
No, you cash it and then you give me the cash.
Oh, I see. So you're gonna, like, what, give me a dead arm as I drive to the bank?
I give you purple nurples like this.
Nurples while I'm at the ATM. Nurples. And you say, put the cash in your pocket. Put it in your pocket just so you can hold me by the ankles and shake me until it comes back out.
Bigfoot and Bob is really my favorite podcast. They don't talk as much about monsters as I thought, but they do regularly beat the shit out of each other in the studio while it's recording, and I love listening to that. It's really therapeutic.
Oh, God.
Watch your profanity.
You're right. I'm sorry. Remember that great Vine? Remember Vine? R.I.P. Vine.
Rip in peace is Vine.
Rip in peace, Vine.
Oh, my God. You know what I wish we got that other more famous podcasts got?
Along?
Bitch! Just because I call you names and smack you around in the studio and hate you very much doesn't mean we don't get along.
I'm sorry.
You know what I wish we got that other more famous podcasts got?
Money?
Presents.
Presents? Of mind?
No.
Presents of soul.
I want people to, like, make a tweet and then be like, at Layla Mary V, at Bigfoot and Bob, look at this cool Sasquatch I found. I thought you would like it. Here's a present. People don't usually end their tweets like that, but I feel like it's an unspoken finishing hashtag, like hashtag here's a present. It always makes me feel so good.
Yeah, maybe we'll start using hashtag here's a present.
No, because then they would just post pictures of their buttholes.
I think that's against the terms of service. You're not allowed to show your butthole. You can come up with and spread anti-Semitic conspiracy theories, but you can't butthole. Man, I've been throwing shade at Twitter like two episodes in a row. I'm sorry.
We're never going to get verified this way.
Come on, Jack. I've got 13 followers already. Fucking verify me.
Who's Jack?
Hey, at Jack.
Jack Skellington?
Suck my butthole.
Oh, we can't do that again. Last time Jeff Bezos' goons came to our house. Wait, was
they
it? They roughed us up.
They came into the room and they pulled us out of bed and they started beating us up. But it was nighttime and they saw my tiny genitals and they were like, oh, I'm so sorry. I guess we'll just go.
That's why I can only bully you during the daytime, because at night I just feel too sad. You know what I find creepy about audio-only media?
The fact that they can't see that we're naked.
I thought we had said that before.
I think at one point we said that we always record naked, but we say a lot of things.
We do say a lot of things that are very much not true. Yeah. Like the fact that Ryan has adult braces.
And that Layla's adult braces have adult braces. She's had her braces so long that they're adults and they need their own braces.
Ryan has a thing where it's like a metal brace that goes all the way around your head like Saturn's rings.
That's called headgear.
Yeah,
but mine is metal gear.
Fuck you! Okay.
Also.
Podcast over.
I have a solid snake.
Ugh. We've talked.
A garter snake.
We've talked about your downstairs way too much this
episode. What? It's talking about my pet snake. Snake?
He's under that box over there.
It's an orange's box.
Video game joke. You know what's sad? If we could really find, like, cryptids, like small populations of creatures thought to be urban legends, we would probably
kill them.
No. I mean, obviously we'd kill them, but if we didn't, we might domesticate them and then breed for traits that we thought were cute that would make them super unhealthy.
Oh my God, you're right.
So, like,
my Sasquatch has hip dysplasia.
No, I'm thinking like a teacup Mothman.
Oh my God.
In like a weird double brindle color, and its feathers are too long for it to fly, so it just drags on the ground.
Yeah, he's cute, but my Jersey Devil's just full of tumors. Just chock full of tumors.
Oh my God. Oh, it makes me so sad to think about, but it's also really fucking funny. Like a teacup sized any cryptid. Like the Flatwood monster. Like imagine them, but they're just walking around and they're so small and you can hold them in your hand.
That's pretty good. I think miniature versions of cryptids is the way to go. Spy Kids 2 style.
That's right. Steve Buscemi is
Hell yes.
I think that was his best role to date.
The guy who directed that wrote From Dusk Till Dawn.
Robert Rodriguez.
Hell yeah.
You know, Machete is the same character in all those, including Spy Kids.
Oh, absolutely.
Blows my goddamn mind.
Very good. It's very good. Hey guys, Ryan in the editing booth. You're about to get a big spoiler for From Dusk Till Dawn, so skip ahead 10 seconds if you don't want that. Right now.
And in From Dusk Till Dawn, which is the best vampire movie just because it's not a vampire movie until about 20 minutes from the end. I love movies that switch genres at the very last second, and it's like, pa-pow!
End of spoiler.
There's a guy in From Dusk Till Dawn who works at a strip club, and the way he advertises for the strip club outside of it is by talking about all the different types of pussy.
Oh, God. Yes.
I just think it's very funny. It's very offensive, but like the way he says it is really, really, really funny.
Happy birthday, Blade.
Happy birthday, Blade. You're a grown up now. Get the fuck out of the house.
You're 20 years old. You're still sleeping on the couch.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, okay. Put the katana down, Blade. We can talk about this. Maybe just get a part-time job to start with and start paying for your own gas. And
you're too easy on that boy. Listen, I want you to daywalk your ass out that door and get a fucking job.
Dad, my job is killing vampires.
Yeah. What's a vampire? What's is that a Fortnite?
Oh is my that a... You kids with your Fortnites and your
vampire.
Your vampires. What do kids like?
Fidget spinning vampire Fortnites.
And then dabbing on them. Is that how you slay vampires? You dab on them?
Holy water bottle flip. We've just conceived of the hippest, raddest vampire killer. He's got a fidget spinner, but there's four sides to it because it's a cross.
Either that or just modern-day Buffy remade by modern-day Joss Whedon.
Oh, wait. That's happening.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see. Reserving judgment.
Rip in pieces, Buffy.
Reserving judgment.
I'm we'll not. See.
Could be good. Think about...
We don't need a remake
Think
of
about
Buffy.
The Buffy show versus the Buffy movie. We needed a remake then, but we didn't know it.
We don't need a remake because the Buffy TV show is perfect already.
That's not how media works.
Well, maybe it should be because some of these remakes, I tell ya.
Yeah, but others, I also tell ya.
Well, I tell ya.
But I tell ya.
Well, I'm telling ya, we don't need no more goddamn Buffy. I mean, if they don't use Sarah Michelle Gellar, then what's the fucking point?
There's plenty of point.
You think there's a better Buffy out there?
No, I think there's a different Buffy that is more relevant,
no.
That is more relevant to today.
No, I refuse. I'm going back to my room in 1994.
That's totally fair. We can disagree.
No, we can't. Get it.
Agree to disagree. I disagree.
That's me.
I'm just saying that it may well be very bad. It might be good, though. I'm just holding that. Usually they're not good, okay? I'll grant you. Usually they're not good. But reserving judgment.
Fine.
If you want to reserve some judgment of your own, head on over to audibletrial.com/Bigfoot. To get a free 30-day trial of the Audible service, you'll get a free audiobook and access to their catalog of thousands and thousands of books that you read with your ears. For example?
I don't know. Guardians of Gahool, I guess. Fuck it.
That was very Gahool of you.
I don't have the energy for this nonsense today. Read a book.
Read a fucking book.
Hey, guys. Read a book. Read fucking Wuthering Heights. If you're not reading Wuthering Heights, get the fuck out of my house.
If you're not reading Wuthering Heights, what are you doing? Like, what are you literally doing?
Literally, all I want is for you to watch Blade and read Wuthering Heights with your ears. That's not asking a lot.
Guess what? You can get Wuthering Heights on Audible.
Yeah, bitch. Tweet on us.
Tweet right on us.
Tweet on us at Bigfoot and Bob.
Yeah, or email us, bigfootandbob@gmail.com.
Also, join our Pacific Northwest podcasting community at PodCific on Twitter.
Or facebook.com/groups/PodCificNW.
Yeah. Also, once you've joined PodCific, watched Blade, and read Listen to Wuthering Heights, go ahead and go to iTunes and leave us a sweet little review telling us that we're 5 stars. Even if you don't believe it, it's not going to hurt anyone, and it will help us so, so, so much. Like, seriously, reviews are the most important. And they're what get our engines revving.
Yeah, if you leave us a good review with your favorite cryptid, maybe we'll read it on air.
Yeah, and maybe I'll knit a doll of that cryptid and mail it to you along with 5 pounds of candy corn. Maybe I won't.
Yeah.
But maybe I will.
I think probably not that one.
Maybe I will. You don't know. I definitely won't if you don't leave us a nice review.
Thank you for spending 30 plus minutes with us.
With us farting around in the studio.
Yep.
Except I think Ryan crops out all the farts.
I do. It's just like every other sentence is farts.
It's like that episode of SpongeBob where he can't understand the people because they talk like this.
Yep. And we couldn't leave it like that. First of all, the episodes would be too long. Second of all, they'd be unlistenable.
Maybe we'll release an uncut special episode one day.
Ah, yes. One of these days. Did I miss one? No, I got them all.
I'm Layla.
And I'm Ryan.
And the truth
is in here.